This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Super producer Anthony Haney, DOC on a hot microphone. And this is the shift that the big fella is lucky he didn't have, because it's the shift after the disaster that took place in Minneapolis. A disaster, that's if you thought we would be much better. It's a disaster if you took away our last performance and thought that, oh my goodness, Denver, you did well. You matched up. If you saw the arrow, the arc of the arrow going up, then you were probably as speechless as I was. It didn't take long to find out where the game was going. It just took the first series on offense, which I was elated over. We were going, it was like rock'em sock'em, I thought, as Coach Thompson would have said, oh, sookie, sookie, here we go, down to the one-yard line. And then the game ended for me. Because emotionally, after failing to do what got us to the goal line and to completely abandon it was something I wasn't mature enough to deal with. So I figured rather than end up somewhere incarcerated or put in a basement, I would just let it go. But I was thought, and as by my picks, and I think Anthony, super producer, he will confirm, who did I pick to win?
You picked the Commanders.
I picked the Commanders. And, you know, I hadn't picked them in a while. I didn't think they would win the games that I didn't pick them to win. I thought, based on what I had seen, I thought we were elevating ourselves to make a run for it. Because as that big guy keeps saying, we were out of it. And I kept saying, well, no, we're not mathematically eliminated. But they played as if they were out of it, and they're working on next year. So it's kind of put me at an impasse. Do I move on to next year now, knowing that I get to play the people I despise the most? No way. Am I even as angry as I am? Am I going to not want to beat the hell out of the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles? You must be on some type of elusive drug. Of course I am. So I'm torn. So do I pout for a little bit, then bounce back? And then bounce back? Bounce back to what? Why should I be more invested in it than the coordinators? And that's where I'm at. I mean, again, I can't give you, I did not watch it over. I can't put myself to that. I'm not going to lie to you. The game is always better the second time I see it anyway. I can't stomach myself to go through that again. It was absolutely awful. Not to discredit Minnesota, but come on, man. We're better than that. I thought we were better than that. That big fella's been trying to convince me that the season's over, been over, and I just couldn't do that. So then you say, what do you have now? Well, we have all these shows coming up, and out of all interest, despite the NCAAs, they just threw us bait to try to go, I'm not going to take the bait. I'm going to find out where you, that is the Burgundy and Gold Nation, where you stand, because I'm prejudiced. I am prejudiced to running the football, no doubt about it. And I think that, and so that doesn't necessarily mean I'm right, but my gut is telling me that we got away from a good thing. So did we sabotage the game? Are we trying to get draft picks? I mean, really, what the hell is going on? What do you think is going on? Because you can't tell me that deliberately that was the plan. Anthony Haney, you Syracuse Orangeman, can you say with a straight face that we got down to the 1 yard line to throw an elephant pass?
I can say with a straight face, that's what we did.
Had we had $1 million on the table, could we have convinced you to say, I'm all in, there's no way we'll do anything, we're going Rodriguez downhill? So now what you're telling me, you're developing a pattern. When it's your behind is on the line, it's winner take all. You showed me a week ago when you went to a finesse play to win a game against a team that is on paper much better than we are, but I didn't believe you. I'm not even mad at you. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself. You showed me against Denver. You refused to go mano a mano. You're like a magician. It's got to be an illusion. It doesn't motivate you to take another man's manhood. You have to intellectually approach this. This is not like cubic zirconium. It's not none of that. This is dog eat dog, and you ain't that dude. And so the question is, what did the defensive coordinator do that was more egregious than what I've been witnessing on the offensive side? You tell me, because I obviously see it through tainted glass eyes. But I'm just trying to figure out. One man lost his position for not getting the job done. The other guy seems to be getting praised and he's lauded over in the whole nine yards. And I'm seeing the same thing. What am I missing?
I don't know.
You're saying it's not an even playing field?
To me, it's not. I think when you look at the two sides of the ball, the fact that we invested so many resources in the offense, the fact that we had everyone healthy except for Austin Ekeler, but you have JD5 back. You have Terry McLaurin. You have Noah Brown. He was back in the lineup. Deebo Samuel, you acquired. Your entire starting offensive line, they're all there. I think when you look at it from that perspective, that standpoint, the offense had no, like, excuses not to be able to go out there and produce. And the fact that we got to the 1 yard line and didn't punch it in, Chris Rodriguez had four carries.
You didn't try to punch it in.
He had four carries on the first drive for 31 yards.
Right.
He got us down there.
Oh, I don't reward it. That's about the last part I saw. And I was like, I figured to really go to jail for doing something crazy. I just said, I can't believe my eyes. But then I said, oh, okay, so this is it. This kind of stuff happens to DQ. He ends up in these situations because he's too good to his boys. He's such a soldier, he takes a hit for them. Yeah, and so they're lucky to have him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, they really are lucky they have him, because they would have had to stop the game. We'd have been fighting on the sideline.
I mean, the thing is, though, like, he says he's in communication with, you know, the decision makers. Some of the
no influence whatsoever on that offense. So he didn't have it on the defense until he went and took it back.
Yeah,
clearly he didn't influence his defensive coordinator. He did what the hell he wanted to do too. But he came and took that over. And what did I've been saying for 3 weeks? Dua Landry, you needed to relieve both of them.
Yeah,
and you should call on both sides. But he's, you know, too nice a guy. And I don't like to say the things that people, you say nice guys finish last. You hope that's not true. Because if that's true, you create the world that you really don't want to be in. But all I'm saying, what am I? So I'd say today, I'm going to ask the public, with the exception of Willingham and Big Tony. They're out. But because I say I'm obviously prejudiced, so I need somebody to help me understand the psychology of you not coaching all your coaches. Because that's what it looks like to me. Everybody else has, they're under a certain standard, a guideline. And one guy gets to freelance, do whatever the hell he wants to do. With no feedback, no kickback, no nothing whatsoever. Which is fine. I respect you. Do you. If the ownership, if the people in charge of you can live with your record, then go on with your bad self. Because you a dog. You can put this kind of product out and still get paid handsomely. That's the problem. Everybody's eating. Everybody fat. Right? Everybody fat. And so, and I'm not, look, you don't have to be a fan. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. You do this because you want to do it. It's what drives you. A lot of you that were raised well, you're doing it because your parents showed you the way. And you're trying to follow it up. But I'm confused, and I know that I'm prejudiced about it. And I'm not going to ever be balanced. Never. It's going to be all about how we win, what we got to do to win, who got to give it up for us to win, not just be a participant. You say, well, you know, you was in the game. No, we're not just trying to be in no damn game. We're trying to win it all, and that's what we're trying to do. So I'm trying to figure out what in the hell do we have to do to get this thing fixed. Now, some of you don't even think it was a problem. You know, some of you are probably happy. So 301-230-0980 is the number. I am interested. You've got your face all snarled up or whatever. What did you not like about the game?
I mean, Doc, we got blown out. So I think
you didn't like the fact that we got outscored.
Yeah, it's not just one thing. Defensively, offensively, special teams, like, coaching, I think the coach, like, it looked like the coaches weren't necessarily prepared. And for some reason, man, Linnell got into it last week. But
who?
Linnell.
Who is that?
The nail guy.
Oh, BTP.
Yeah, BTP.
Okay.
We were talking about it last week. But when DQ goes against, like, anybody from the Shanahan tree, the LaFleurs of the world.
Hell, it's half the league. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
how can he be as successful as he's been?
He struggled everywhere. The Packers, he struggled against. Like, the 49ers, we didn't play them this year, but
yeah,
the Dolphins. I'm just saying, like, anybody from that tree, like, we just struggle, you know, defending them, especially when it comes, you know, on the ground. Like, the fact they ran, I don't know, they had Aaron Jones out there looking like Marshall Faulk. Like,
yeah,
that shouldn't be happening. Not at this juncture in his career.
You know what? He's the best. Marshall Faulk doesn't get mentioned enough. This brother.
He looked back, like, he looked that good yesterday.
Yeah, people look good of us against us when they can block you. You know, when it's that easy to move you out of the way, yeah, it does look easy. The oldest team in the league. And if it's true that we've lost Ertz, shout out to Ertz, because this brother, he laid it on the line. He gave you all he had. So did Kelsey with Kansas City, if you watched any of their performance. And you know what thing is painfully obvious? They're out of gas. You know, out of gas. But hearts of a lion, and love that effort. 4:15 in the nation's capital, Burgundy and Gold today. This is the adult version. It's this is going to be a borderline. It could get ugly, but we got to keep it real. And I really and truly need you to put your pom-poms down and lay it on the line in terms of how you see this. And more importantly, how do we fix it? Can we fix this before we go to battle against Chris Russell's New York Football Giants? You tell me. Burgundy and Gold today continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.